UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Guy, I always try to relate things back to Louisville. And
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He likes to be clean. We know that. Yeah. He smells good. I'll give him that. Andy's tan, by the way. I spent a lot of time at the pool.
And James Strebel.
I think Louisville probably is DJ Wagner at this point.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I remember when Fred Cowgill was retweeting his son's OnlyFans on Twitter. I bring
his
that up.
His son has an OnlyFans?
Yeah. You remember this, Nick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's not...
Was his son getting makey?
Well, that's the thing. Like, OnlyFans, it gets this idea that everyone is just, makey. You know...
Everybody's makey.
Yeah.
All right, 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Hanging out with you, 5 o'clock hour. Hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios on this Monday. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman with you. Another hour to go. Go back to the podcast. We talked about our good friend Mike Pratt earlier on in the show. I know you guys obviously do the show on Friday. I was off last week, so we continue to miss our big guy, if you will.
Yeah,
we continue to do that, so I'm sure we'll be talking more about that. As we go. And otherwise, it's been some Scott Satterfield stuff.
Yeah.
Me backing Scott Satterfield. It has been it's been a lot of nonsense today, which is the way we like it.
Yeah.
What is Scott Satterfield's NWO name? We did a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Strebel in Kentucky. I mean, I've got no recruits. I mean, I don't know what's
few.
Going on.
We got a few.
Did you see Sheepway, by the way?
With all of his trophies?
No.
Oh, I just saw that.
He was out at Ruby's in Lexington.
He was, yes.
He was hugging on a couple ladies.
He was, yeah. You know, some fans.
Some fans.
Yeah, not only fans, just fans.
No, well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you see his shirt?
I didn't pay attention to the shirt. No, I paid attention to the ladies.
Jack, do you know the shirt? I'm trying to find it now. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about when I say the shirt?
No.
It was a Church of Oscar shirt.
Was it really?
It was like Oscar 3-4 instead of like
John 3-16.
Instead of John 16.
Really? So
yeah.
It's a,
all things wow. Are, all things with Oscar are possible or whatever.
Wow. I got to. Okay.
It was a Bible verse.
I got it. Okay, here it is. I'm looking at the picture now. Yes, with Oscar, all things are possible. Sheepway. It's just number 34.
Oh, it's not 3-4?
No, it's just his number 34.
Well, how about that?
So, yeah.
Him leaning into it.
He is, and he's got, yes, he is.
The Church of Oscar.
He's leaning into it. You know what? Maybe he listened to us. Maybe he caught wind of our idea.
Text Beisner about that.
Yeah.
He's stealing our ideas.
He is
What's
stealing
going
our
ideas.
He is. He's stealing our ideas. How about that? There's a look at him at Ruby's. Yeah, there's a chandelier in the background. How about that? Oscar living that life.
How does he pay for that?
You know, Mitch McConnell, that's how.
What would you do? You went to Ruby's and Oscar was in there. Thank you for everything you've done, which is...
I tell him, like, congratulations
on
all your
work.
Yeah, I shake. Oh, absolutely.
You shake his hand.
Yes, I'm working on getting a signature for Kellen from Oscar. I know somebody going up to the camp.
Oh, boy.
I know somebody going up to the camp.
You're outsourcing this? What are you doing right now?
Nothing. I know...
Do you want an autograph from Oscar?
Well,
I mean, you want me to ask somebody?
It was a friend. It's a friend... of ours.
Okay.
And he's taking his son to the camp.
Well, why don't you go?
Week.
When is it this
I ain't
week?
I got that kind of money.
How much is it? Is it $1,000? 1,500 at least?
Yes.
Is it a day?
It's multiple days.
Oh, it's multiple days.
It's multiple days in Lexington.
Well, yeah, you're spending time with Cal.
Yeah, spending time with Cal. And
why don't you do it?
And so Thursdays, again, I don't...
Are they sold out?
I don't know if they're sold out or not.
I'll find out if they're sold out.
Okay, find out if they're sold out or not. But
how much would you be willing to pay? What's a month? It's a two-day camp, right?
It's a two-day... From what I understand, a two-day camp, but Thursday's like the signature day.
So it's a Thursday and a Friday.
I think that's the case. Yes, I think that's the case.
Is Orlando Antigua going to be able to be there?
I don't know. He might be on the hammock.
Is he going to be out on the hammock?
I think he's going to be out in the
golfing,
hammock.
Golfing, perhaps?
Yes, maybe golfing, a little golf. I don't know what he's doing. Waiting for Robert Dillingham to come in on Friday. That's what he's doing. Actually, that's Jim Coleman's guy. I don't know who. You know what?
You need to slow down. You're on speed right now. What's going on with you right now?
I haven't had anything.
I know you haven't had anything.
No.
Something's going on.
No.
Jack, we hit a nerve here. He's off. About this.
No.
How much would you pay? 2-day event. You're around Calipari. You're around Orlando. Jim Coleman. $500.
I could pay $500 for that. I'm not,
let
I
me get to work.
I wouldn't
let
want to pay to $500 for that.
Not everything
but
great can be free.
That's true. Well, no, that's right? true. No, that's a good point. But $500 would be like the max. Like, I can't go above that. And my friends,
your wife would be
can.
Fine with it.
She would no. She would.
Is this a flaw?
Like
this is the problem with you hanging out with people. Coming
I know,
up.
Man. I know.
You're with these big hitters.
Yeah, these are big hitters.
You're with these big hitters, and they
live in a different world than I do. So, but they're very nice, kind.
You should tell your buddy to hook you up.
He's gonna take a basketball for me. And get Oscar to sign it.
Well, getting you in the camp.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't. That means a little more difficult. I'm not going to be like, here it is.
Jack was waiting for the pre-roll. He had to wait a minute for pre-roll. Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. Verbo.
Capital One.
Yeah. Grammarly. Applebee's.
We opened the Church of Oscar on a Monday.
We did. We opened it, and he's...
He listened.
Yeah, the church bell's going off. Once he gets started, he can't stop.
Oh, man. Texas says, Andy, I loved it when Mike Pratt called you Sweeney Man. A term of affection for you as a leprechaun.
Yeah, you were Sweeney Man, and Locke was Dr. Doom.
You were Streetle.
Yeah, Streetle. Yeah, I was Streetle. Yeah.
You're still Streetle Issel.
Yeah, which is fine. He called me whatever he wants.
I think Issel's going to forget this Streetle exists.
And yeah. I'm Greener.
Now that he's now, not you, but I think Issel in a month will not know James Strebel exists.
Oh, probably.
In 1 month.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah, he'll move on, and yeah, he'll not.
He's already moved on.
No,
it's all about forgetting now.
Yes,
it's all about forgetting.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to be listening to us as frequently as he did when he was here. So
no.
I don't think that's on his list of things to do in Denver. I got to turn on Sweeney
Texas Man. Says Oscar using religion to self-promote and make money.
Oh, well.
He'll be BBN's Joel Osteen before you know it.
Why? If that's his career path, he can make a ton of money.
Like, we'd be great if we, like, if we did, like, spiritual sports talk radio.
Yeah, we'd
I'd be on the Christianity
that.
Side.
Yeah.
You'd be on the Catholic side.
Yeah.
Jack would be on the Jewish
side. Yeah.
No, How about that?
We would be good at that.
That's something that no one has the market cornered on.
Nothing.
Like a podcast.
Yeah, it would be great. We would be good at it because we get in religious discussions on here anyway.
It'd be like the third show, Jack, and we'd go to your top 100 Jewish athletes of all time.
Yes, yeah.
Like, number six, Ryan Braun.
Number one, Sandy Koufax.
It would just
number
be
two, Hank Greenberg. Is Amari Stoudemire too high? How do you compare George Mikan in the different eras?
I forgot Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire, he was, if I'm not mistaken, he took baths in wine, did he not?
Yes.
It's something I would like to do. That's something I would do.
I wish I had bathed enough money wine. To do that just once.
I would be bathed in wine, yes. I would like, that would be something that, like, does someone offer that service here?
Like if there's like a spa or a resort or someplace
around.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking. Like
they
just somewhere.
Go and, like you bathe in
it
wine.
It can be like Robert Kraft too. It can be anywhere. can I get into a bath of wine?
I'm sure.
Is what I'm asking.
I'm sure for the price, you know, if the price is right, someone can make that happen.
Well, it's a lot of wine. You got to think of a bath.
Yeah.
You got to think of how many.
I mean, how many bottles? It's a case? At least.
It's more than a case.
Yeah.
I mean, I've
known
this case. I want to, this is a full bath.
Like you, not like a
normal
bath. I want to
lay in a bath.
You want one of those baths on like the,
I'm going to full bath.
Like a PD commercial.
An ED commercial.
An ED commercial. We're like in those big giant baths outside.
Yeah,
like
that's
you want
what
those
I want.
Baths. Yeah.
Right.
Now, here's the question, though. Like, you can't drink that wine once you're in it.
Like, well, that's fine. Just dump it. I mean, this drink.
No, I'm saying, like, would there be a temptation?
To drink your own bath water?
You have to drink your own bath water.
I mean,
I'll take
a swig.
A little sip, you know.
I'll take a sip.
Like, when you first get in, like, before it's all contaminated with all your germs, you take a gulp. You know, take a swig of your bath wine water.
Jack, you know what's so funny about this? 4379680. You know what's so funny about this? That I can ask Strebel. He brought this up. Strebel gets so nervous if I ask him, have you ever drank anyone's bath water?
Yeah. Right. No, I've never done that.
Yeah, there it is. No, and there
never,
it is.
Never, I've never, never. No, 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 no. Nah, I don't think that. I have a friend that said he would have drank Khaleesi's bathwater from Game of Thrones. Emilia Clarke.
I mean, why are you putting Jason Ince on
blast?
It's
not Ince. I promise you, it's not Ince
on blast.
It's not Ince.
He's winking.
It wasn't Ince. It's another friend of mine, but he made that comment one time. It's like, thank you
I
for that.
I knew you were going to say something buffoon there.
Yeah.
I just knew it.
He knew it was coming.
Jackie was talking about me. Strebel was talking about me, actually.
Yeah, and he confided that to me. Have you seen Khaleesi? She's hot.
Jack, you have any idea what we're talking about? Needs nothing.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, Jack.
No,
sorry, Jack was so into, like last week, Jack was just, you guys were talking Imani Bates.
It's hardcore sports all week.
It was hardcore sports.
Yeah.
And Jack is so upset right now.
He's like, I was in heaven.
Because we have Wander. Now, we did Satterfield talk, which
yeah.
I mean, we've also done Scott Satterfield's
NWO talk.
NWO name,
yep.
Which would be Scotty Too Hotty.
It's the best one.
Boone, the Boone Brawler. or Starcade Scott. I think, are those
Man.
The three best? What about Satterwood? Satterwood to me is...
It's all right, but I think of other things.
Yeah, of course.
When I hear Satterwood.
Of course. Texas says CJ Frederick's the next Tyler Hero. First of all, we were not talking about that at all.
No.
And number two, he's not.
He's
and number
not.
Three, that's just a white thing. You're just doing a white guy talking about another white guy.
Yeah, so two white basketball players
that's
comparing
it.
Them because they're white.
Yeah, because they're white.
Yeah. It was like when Tyler Hero was there. Who had the Larry Bird take? I can't somebody naturally had a Tyler Hero's a Larry Bird
oh,
take.
Oh, it was Onions, Bill Raftery.
Yeah, it was Raftery, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was like.
Lot crushed him.
Yeah,
he played
I remember. Yeah. I remember. He was like, it's puke worthy. Yeah,
it's puke worthy.
It's puke worthy.
Oh, boy, I'm not going to read that one because I just don't know.
Oh. I almost got God on the text line, but I stopped myself before I went.
I'm not going to read that one either.
Oh. Oh, no.
Texas says cream. He's right. He goes, cream barreling in with sound as Andy reads a nice text about Mike Pratt is very on brand.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to leave it alone.
Yeah, but you not say anything's not good for radio.
I know,
either.
But
it's not. I'm not going to say anything. Thanks. Thanks. Well, it's either that or me giving an IARP take at 5:15.
Well, the texter did my job for me.
Well, let me give you that one. 4379
I have an IARP take
okay.
that you might
well,
like
so that
too.
Happened over the weekend.
Yes.
And, I mean, listen, maybe at some point here, you know, WDRB, Courier, somebody, Tim Sullivan, will have a nugget or two
sure.
that we can talk about. As U of L, you know, IARP this weekend, in an odd way, just a massive, massive weekend in a number of respects, whether it be who Kenny Payne is getting or not getting, IARP stuff, that meeting on the West Coast, with Scott Satterfield and the recruiting, what's
yeah.
going on there. I mean, this weekend was a big weekend one way or the other for U of L athletics.
Yep.
When I say I'm near the point, I feel like I need to see the finished product. But I'm right there on the edge.
Okay.
That I am a believer that U of L does not get 2 years banned from the NCAA tournament. Okay? I have no idea. Well, I mean, I'm guessing here. It's not even, insert joke, an educated guess at this point. Because I have no idea what's going to happen here.
Right.
I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
All we have is NC State to go off of. That's it.
I am more confident, again, I don't have great reasoning, that U of L, like, I also don't believe they're going to get nothing.
Well, yeah, they're going to get something.
Okay, but, like, so I don't think they're going to get 0 years out of the tournament, but I'm more convinced they'll get zero than two. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you told me you have to pick one of them, they get zero or they get two,
you're gonna say
I would probably pick zero. It would just
that
be...
That makes sense.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's how I am. So I am of the belief still, let's say they get one. Like, I'm still working under the belief, and I think, like, for Kenny Payne, I don't know if he's been asked this, but it would be interesting if he's ran into some of that.
Yeah. Oh, okay? Sure. Yeah, with recruiting and everything.
Listen, if
absolutely.
Chris Mack did this offseason what Kenny Payne did, we'd be crushing Chris Mack. Chris
Mack
100%. Would be crushed.
Yes.
I mean, we know that.
Absolutely.
By everybody, it's fine. We know that. It is what it is.
Right.
But I'm on the edge of, if they give U of L a year, I mean, this team is okay.
That was the take I had.
They're okay. They're not a double bye team in the ACC tournament.
No.
They're not a top 25 team. Jack, you think they're not a tournament team?
I do not think they're tournament.
Yeah. So you're even...
I'm trending more in that direction.
Okay, so you're trending that direction.
Yeah.
I would still say, okay, you're a tournament team, but you're a back-end tournament team. And you know, I mean, it would have to be a magical run of all magical runs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just because of who they're starting. It's just their team in its totality. Not that I have like anything against Kamari Lance. It's just like... You're going to have growing pains, and when you lose games, that starts to build, and then the schedule gets more difficult, and we know how that can go.
They have major gaps.
And so, I don't want to say it's a better thing. Kenny Payne would take away a lot of criticism if they pulled the tournament from him this year.
Yeah, I had this exact...
A ton of... Did you talk about this last week?
I had this exact same take, didn't I, Jack? Almost.
You did have that take.
Well, there you go.
That was like almost like a blessing in disguise for Kenny Payne, because he can say, hey, look, we're not going to the tournament anyway. This year is what it is. Next year is when I'm building on.
It's about building culture.
Boom.
It's what he's talked about.
Yeah.
It's about getting it behind us. We move on. That is clear. It is clear to families. It is clear to recruits. Because, I mean, listen, this is not me making excuses. I believe Kenny Payne is surprised what his roster may look like.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
He said on that John Rothstein podcast he wanted two more guards and a wing.
Yeah.
He made that plain.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted.
So it's we would still analyze him, but this year it could be fine. It also could be bad.
Yeah.
Like that is very much out there. And they've talked about building culture anyway. This has been about building culture. Now, I have laughed at that because L. Ellis is gone. Sidney Curry's gone. You know, Jalen Withers is gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking down their roster, and I'm like, okay, you know, a lot of these guys aren't going to be back.
Right.
Okay, now Kamari Lance will be back.
Devin Reed will be back.
Well,
Wheeler should be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Withers could be back as well.
Right.
I'm just kind of thinking, you know, you get in college enough, you're done with being in college.
and he's been through a lot of
bleep. He would have a better year, whatever it is. But I almost feel that I don't care about the IARP if it's a one-year thing.
No.
If they had Amani Bates on the team and they had Malachi Smith on the team, or they had Tyrese Hunter on the team, it would be, no, we would be talking about it like it's a damn tragedy.
Yeah, that these guys aren't going to be able to play in the NCAA tournament, and that's why they came to Louisville.
But Kenny Payne has already told you that his pitch this year is going to be about building culture and recruiting for the future. Listen, It might not be the way he wanted it, but that now has to obviously be what you sell, giving the roster.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, it's interesting.
And if you're telling me, get this over with, or maybe be a 10 seed, or to do what Wyoming did last year in Indiana, or
right,
whatever
right.
it was.
Just get it out of the
if
way.
If you're telling me that's what I'm missing out on, or I'm missing out on a run to the quarterfinals of the NIT,
right.
man, get out of here. Give me clarity. Give me DJ Wagner and whoever he puts together, and now we're ready to go.
Right.
So I'm glad you guys talked about that last week.
We did, and that's when I first saw the IARP stuff and the lack of movement on transfer portal guys that Kenny Payne has just been stuck in the mud, which has been stunning. And it's interesting you talk about the culture stuff, Andy. That message has changed. Like, when they first got there, that wasn't the message. It wasn't about, this is going to take time. You've got to build culture. It was World Wide West. We got the best of Nike. We've got the best of Adidas. Now that's changed and for good reason.
Strieble, here's what has happened. The people that created that narrative are now mad for you holding them to that narrative.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
That is what's happened here.
Yes.
We have lived long enough to be sold the narrative, and when it's obvious that year number one is not going to work under the pretenses that we thought a couple months ago, it was going to be, now you're a hater if you question, well, why was this a narrative? Well,
yeah.
I mean, now you're just a hater against Kenny Payne.
Yeah, you just don't like Kenny Payne if you're
toxic.
Toxic fan. I'm not even a fan. I'm just a toxic person.
Kenny Payne won those.
What's Jack toxic towards?
What is Jack?
Pop culture? Women? Women don't find you toxic, but they need to. Jack needs some bad boy.
He does need a little bad boy.
Can we turn him into a little bit of a bad boy? Jack, what would you like to do? Any sort of small crime?
Something petty.
A little
petty crime.
Maybe just a little bit of crime.
Graffiti. How about that? You have a tag. You have a tag. You start putting your tag around.
I don't think
Louisville.
I'd be good at graffiti.
Why not?
I'm not exactly what one would call an artist.
But it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be like good graffiti. It can just be like
IU for life.
LEO all over the field.
I go to a Pierce Clarkson billboard and I just spray paint LEO on top.
How would we toughen up, Jack? What would we do? What does he need
to fight?
What does he need to do?
He needs to get into a
fight. Like the middle of a rock concert? Like, what do we do with Jack?
Take him to that.
Louder Than Life? We throw him in the middle of
the mosh pit.
Mushroom Head?
Or he'd go to that Noblesville Rob Zombie show.
You
take him to. It's Rob Zombie, Power Man 5000, and Mudvayne. We take him to that, throw him in the mosh pit, just let him go.
That sounds like the grossest crowd in the world.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Really
it's going to be real smelly. Oh. Yeah. But that'll tough
Mud
Jack Mudvayne,
Power Man 5000, and Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a money grab at this point.
Oh, yeah, they're all past their prime.
Way past their prime. Power Man 5000 never had a prime.
No, they didn't.
They're one hit wonder.
They had that one song, When Worlds Collide. Well, he's Rob Zombie's brother.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're one hit wonder.
Yeah, no, they are one hit wonder, but that's why he's still on tour. It's like Rob Zombie's like, come with me, I guess.
What else do we have to do?
I'll bring my brother Spider. What's his name? Like Spider 500 or something.
Was it Spider 500?
Something like that.
I think
that.
The brother's name was Spider.
I think it's just Spider. I don't think there's a number. I think it's Rob Zombie and Spider.
Texas says, hey guys, DJ Wagner's not going to a college with his grandpa when his brother's at Kentucky. You know, we haven't talked about that at all. Thank you for that. Being off last week, I really miss that.
Yeah, you did. You missed the DJ Wagner talk.
Hey, guys, DJ Wagner's going to where his brother is and not grandpa. Thank you for that.
The texter, you needed that, Andy. You had a whole week in Nashville. You were in Tennessee.
Asheville, not Nashville.
So I thought you were in Nashville all week.
You know I hate Nashville.
I know you hate Nashville.
I was in Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville, North Carolina. Weren't you in Tennessee for like a minute or something?
We stayed Monday night in Knoxville.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, Knoxville. Because I saw I thought you were in Nashville.
Close to Neyland, the shadow of Neyland.
I saw your picture.
Always
the land, the formerly known as the land of rummage.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Jack, I was just scouting spots. I'm like, man, there's going to be that sea of blue that's going to walk in there, and Heupel's going to spank that rear.
No, he's not.
This year.
No, he's
going to drop 45 on you.
Well, maybe, yeah. 40, 45,
30. 35. Done. 10-point win. They're going to cover the spread. It's happening.
Well,
Neyland's an ugly stadium.
I've never been there, but everything I've heard about it is it's ugly. Now, Perrin said he did a tailgate there and said it was awesome.
Well, I'm sure.
He did enjoy
the tailgate. Who was he there with? Matty Bangs?
Probably. He's
Little Franklin?
He was there
Little
with
Drew Franklin?
He was at an LSU-Tennessee game, which I found an odd place to be.
I've been at an LSU-Tennessee game, but it was at LSU.
I'd love to go to LSU.
Well, there you go.
I'd love to go there. But yeah,
I've been there. It's very confused. Fun.
You were Asheville, not Nashville. That's my fault. That's my fault.
I read this one.
LSU.
Enough of Nolan Smith on Instagram. Hit the road and recruit. Falling into this Chris Mack family first BS. Shape the bleep up.
What? Why are they going at Nolan Smith? What did he do?
Assistants don't get the same whatever. Texas says, what's the over-under on how many jaws Elbow Sam breaks this year?
What's Elbow Sam?
Where is he at? SMU?
SMU. He's a Mustang, Andy. He's a Mustang.
I noticed SMU was one of the two schools that had offered the Fabio kid that's in town.
Yes.
Basili.
Fabio Basili. It's like.
Nice.
It's Louisville, a bunch of like Akron-type schools. And SMU and
TCU, Jamie Dixon.
TCU, yeah, TCU. And
App State's the only school missing.
Yeah, App State's the only school missing, but yeah.
You guys talked about Fabio last week.
We had to.
What did they say?
He's Mr.
What did they say?
Well, we.
Who did you have on?
We didn't have anybody on.
With muscles. Graf. What did Graf say?
Oh, no. We
didn't have Graf on?
We did, but it was before Fabio didn't hit till Friday.
Oh, I had no idea.
Fabio hit Friday in the middle of the show.
So Jack hasn't even talked about this.
He hasn't talked about Fabio, no.
Right.
Ethan Moore and I were doing a show, and on Twitter, it just popped up from On Three from Joe Tipton that this Fabio guy was going to come visit Louisville today. He's there today. And so I was like, okay, as I teased Louisville fans, said, I got a guard for you. We'll talk about him when we come back. And even Ethan Moore could not muster he's going to help. This is Ethan Moore's analysis. He's a body.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Andy, no.
Ethan, you're out to pay the price for this one. How dare you?
No stars. Bumped back in the class. Now going to reclass. Like, we tried to talk about it, like, seriously, but we were just like, if LLC is hurt, you can throw him in, I guess. I mean, that was the analysis, Andy. Fabio, but there's people on Twitter.
He's grown, I guess, 6'2 to 6'5.
Yes, he did grow. He did a little Anthony Davis, and he grew. He's a point guard. But, you know, people on Twitter, he's a diamond in the rough, Andy. So just heads up. Diamond in the rough.
A full week after everyone we had on kept saying, Louisville's not just going to take guys to take guys.
They're taking a guy.
Yeah. Because, well, you're exactly right. Branham and Graf both said, well, they won't take someone just to take them. They're taking a dude just to take them now. Like, they're wrong about that. They're like, I mean, was it Branham, Jack? There's like, if Louisville starts taking guys.
Branham and Graf.
And Greer. They said, if they just start taking dudes just to take dudes, they're in trouble, basically, is what they were saying. Like, they're in trouble.
They didn't even consider it to be something like that. They were like, they're not just going to take dudes to take dudes. They didn't even consider it as a possibility.
No.
Well, it's not your fault. It's Ethan Moore and Mark Blankenbaker's
fault. Yes, it's
fault.
Their fault.
It's their fault. You're just who you are.
I'm just me.
It's expected from you.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
But when they're the ones saying, you know, well, I don't know about this guy. This doesn't sound too great. It's not giving me any excitement here.
Texas says, I want to know Jack's road to the show player stats. That's a video game thing. MLB The Show.
Yes.
How are your stats, Jack?
It is a video game thing, but I actually.
What are you eating, right? Were you eating something? Were you spraying stuff in your mouth again?
I was just drinking a little water.
Oh, okay.
A little fizzy tab with the water, but
fizzy tab.
Yeah, it keeps you. It makes you more hydrated and more.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's basically what it is. But I actually don't.
Yeah.
I actually don't play the Road to the Show feature on MLB The Show. Oh. It's basically the My Player thing. I do the Diamond Dynasty and the franchise is what I play on it. Sorry, but
Texter says Fabio over Adu, and what I love about that is just the months of mocking John Calipari.
Like, if we went back to the, when they got, what's his name?
A new Thero.
Austin Reeves.
Oh, Austin, yeah, Antonio Reeves.
Antonio Reeves.
Antonio Reeves.
It wasn't, yes. And I don't know why I call him Austin Reeves.
A new Thero.
Antonio Reeves and went to those shows.
Yeah. Oh, and all the mocking and the laughing.
The mocking.
Oh, yeah, and then when you got a new Thero, oh, a three-star. Oh, Cal's got to settle for three stars.
I mean, that is funny, yeah.
No, it is funny. But yeah, now,
within itself.
Well, now they're trying to sell a no-star is actually better than a no-star. He's actually a five-star. We just don't know it
yet. Well, you're the idiot for not knowing.
Yeah, I'm the dummy.
You're the idiot.
None of these people knew who this guy was before Friday. None of them.
The basketball Bennies did,
I guess. Like, well, like all these Louisville insiders, all this information that they have, why didn't they have this one? Where were they on this one? I didn't hear any whispers about this guy. I heard plenty about other players that he didn't get.
In all fairness, yeah.
No text exchange?
Because there are no whispers.
Did we want the whispers? I guess last week or 2 weeks ago, we could have used the whispers. We were limping pretty bad on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys talked recruiting all week, so.
We did a lot of recruiting last week. Yeah.
You could have used Fabio earlier in the week.
Yeah, well, we were lucky because Fabio happened Friday, kind of, you know, gave us content, and then John Ramsey's letter. We haven't even talked about that. It was a great
day. How did you guys talk about that?
We just laughed at it. I just
because it's only funny.
Yeah, we laughed at it. I called people, you know, can you, silly for letting the sports buffoon swindle them into something like this. Yeah. So you got to be smarter than him.
He's left.
And that's not hard.
No.
I mean, but you got to be like Mark Lynn. You got to be smarter than that guy.
What? The beauty of it. The beauty of it.
Yes.
Is the foreword. Yeah. That, like, you couldn't even make it nice and pretty, man.
No.
It couldn't even be in a Word document.
No.
It couldn't be in a PDF attachment.
Something.
It had to be in the body of the email as a foreword.
Yes.
Probably when you were at work.
Yeah, you're hanging out. And I think we found out it was at work.
Yeah, and it's...
He was at Wave 3.
And it's glorious.
Sit next to Don G, type an email to Lord Gonzalez. And I, John Bolt, what are you doing?
Here's the other thing. I need to know if the powerful people or representatives of the powerful people that were on that email.
Yes.
Ripped him a new one.
Oh, they had to have, Andy. They had.
I would love to know that.
You dummy. What are you doing?
Yeah, just whatever. Someone of that wealth.
Yeah.
Does that stature?
Yeah.
Yes. Does that?
Yeah.
Stature and wealth.
Yes.
That I would love to know.
And then he had to feel. I mean, he just. God, it kills him that he's the joke. More than anything,
it kills everyone. Yeah.
Specifically him, because he doesn't think he's. He thinks he's a very serious person. And like for him to be the butt of this joke,
you guys. Well, yeah,
it has to be eating at him so bad. He's got to be seething.
But then you can't say anything because of the situation you're in.
Yeah, nothing.
You can't be saying anything. I'm glad you guys had fun with that.
Oh, we did. Oh, yeah.
Delightful story.
We had a lot of fun with it.
And Jack, you'll love this. Actually, Cooper would have loved this more than you. No offense, Jack. Yeah, you know, I got a little Kyle Tucker, a little Matty Bangs retweet.
Oh yeah,
a couple others. Oh yeah,
yeah, there you had those likes coming, didn't you?
UK Marv and BBN Betty.
Yeah,
they were there.
Big Blue Express.
Big Blue Express was there.
It broke like right at the start of the show, and the best part
it did.
It's like 3:07, 3:08 p.m. And
thank
Strieble,
you for the PM. We thought you guys did it in the AM. We thought you did a 3 a.m. show last week
Strieble,
while I was gone.
But Strieble's just sitting there rolling. Talking
What's he
about,
rolling about?
About Amani Bates, about how Kenny Payne doesn't get NIL. And he's on a roll. He's in it. And then I get a text from you. I get a text from Blake.
Yeah.
And I see the email. and I'm just, and I forward it to Streebold. I'm just sitting there waiting for the moment that, that I know that I'm going to derail everything that Streebold had been building towards.
And
for
I'm like, I like had all in my head, like the opening and everything, and I was just going along. I talked for like 6 minutes straight, and Jack's just sitting behind the glass, like grinning at me. So I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, there's breaking news. Look at your phone. And then boom. And then I quit talking about Kenny Payne and NIL.
So you were just giving the old NIL take.
I was.
Kenny Payne is not doing the same thing as Scott Satterfield.
Yeah. He's doing that. And how surprising it is that it's Scott Satterfield, not Kenny Payne, that's a cool guy on campus. It's a shocker.
I would love to know what Kenny wants to do. I feel like I know what he doesn't want.
Right.
So what does he want? Because he's going to be in contention. And NIL is really going to matter maybe with every player they get other than DJ Wagner.
Oh, it's going to be.
Does that make sense?
It's like, going to be a top three thing for all these guys.
I have said that it's people get mad at this because they think it's diminishing their coaching or the culture or the university or whatever else.
Playing for the bird.
It's just another tool in the toolbox.
That's what I was saying.
I mean,
I think
it's costing Stoops right now.
I do, 100%, because they can't do it. The thing with Kenny Payne was...
Like, you ain't got to do the Lamborghinis. It's different in football, okay? It's a much bigger numbers game.
Right.
Kenny probably thinks he can get a couple guys, won't need to bend over backwards.
But on for NIL.
He won't have to do all that. He can still build a team. But it is... It's a huge part of your pitch.
Oh, it has to be right now. It absolutely
has
to be.
That's just the way that it is. I mean, it's if you don't like that, and that's for Kenny Payne or anybody else,
right?
You need to go back to the NBA,
right? Because this is the future of college basketball.
Yeah,
it just shocked me how he sounded kind of musty.
But you guys believe that? Then what did he say that?
He said that they had a fans only.
Ticket holder event.
And he
gotcha.
And that's what he said. And he was the one that said he missed out on a recruit because of it. I mean, he told like straight to Luke Hancock's face, Andy. He said this. He's like, we less missed on a guy because I wouldn't tell him how much money he's going to make on NIL and he committed somewhere else the next day. So it's like, I guess for me, I did not expect Kenny Payne. I thought he'd be more cutting edge than that. I thought that he'd bring something more to the table with NIL than what he's doing. He sounds very old and
well,
very much.
Well, that's why I'm asking. What does he...
He needs to find a happy medium.
What does he... He doesn't have to do what Satterfield's doing.
No.
And it doesn't have to be, yeah, I'm going to straight up pay you.
Right.
But what does he actually want to do? And like, we know...
He didn't even want to talk about it.
We know the Satterfield plan right now. We are seeing it.
Yeah, throw...
And there might be people that might not like, well, that's fine. Go win six games in.
Right.
If you don't like that, go be 5-7, 6-6. Maybe it's 7-5.
It's the purity of college football.
Maybe, that's fine. You can be that.
Yeah.
But fans are going to want to be more than that.
Right.
And this is a very new thing.
Yes.
And both of the universities around here, and Jack, you would know with Indiana, have always bragged about how much money they have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are you getting there? Who's texting
you?
Is that the wife?
No, it's not the wife. It's actually my...
Oh, boy. What's going on?
No, it's just updates from the, the game. The game's getting ready to start, and my mom's at the game with them.
Well, we should have went.
No, it's okay.
We should do the game out there. You want to do the game out? We should do the show out there. You think they will allow us to do that?
The next game's on Wednesday, so maybe so.
Oh, it's so hot out there.
It is hot. It's really, really hot. Yeah. So that's all that is. Yeah, that's all that is.
Ooh.
It is.
90 degrees outside.
Yeah. It's going to be hotter.
Who's this, Kellen?
It's Kellen. Yes. It's his.
Who are they playing now? They're facing off against
Jeff? Silver Creek.
Okay, so it's New Albany All-Stars versus
Silver Creek All-Stars.
Who's the favorite there?
New Albany's the favorite, yes.
Big favorite?
Kellen's, it's the same team he was on last year.
Can I bet on this?
Do
they bet in the crowd? They do, don't they?
No, not that I've seen. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know
boy.
If there's any bets. But no, they should win it because they won it last year.
You mean it's this area? It's what, New Albany?
It's
Jeff.
New Albany, Jeff.
Jeff's got better
Silver
uniforms.
Silver Creek, Charlestown, and I think those are the teams. Yeah. And
Jeff's got the better uniforms.
They do have nice
Jeff
uniforms.
Jeff GRC uniforms are fly.
Now, if the winner of this gets to go to state.
They probably gave Vanetti credit.
He
came up with them.
Yeah, if Tony Vanetti
came up with the candy stripe.
He
came up with them.
Yeah, it was Vanetti.
IU as well.
Yeah.
He came up with that, too.
All of it. Except for Kentucky. He came up with U of L, IU, all of it. Yeah.
Texas says you got... Yeah, I'm not going to finish that one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Texas says, Andy, as you can see, you didn't miss anything last week.
He missed a lot. Yes, there's a lot that happened. We've been filling him in.
Oh, man. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap the show up. More take here on this Monday.